be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. So I have a confession to make. When Jean Ellis and I sat down to plot out our dates for the stewardship campaign, I looked at November 20th, saw that it was Christ the King Sunday, and said, great, right before Thanksgiving, we'll celebrate the coming of Jesus in glory. And I didn't actually look up the readings. So I want you to all imagine my surprise when on Monday morning I called up the lectionary and discovered our gospel this week is of the crucifixion. I was not absolutely certain what I was going to do with it. I seriously considered swapping out the reading, or maybe just talking only about Jeremiah the prophet. Then I started reading about Jeremiah the prophet. Trust me, we're not going to go there today. But so I found myself most of this week sitting with this seeming contrast, sitting with the sense of celebration and joy I always have in talking about the lordship of Jesus, about Christ coming again in glory, and about our hope for the kingdom of God, and the fact that the gospel is going to tell us about the way of the cross and how Jesus died. And I sat with that, and I realized that, in fact, that's exactly where we as Christians need to live. That this is indeed our challenge, not only on Christ the King Sunday, but also on Thanksgiving and all year long. Because we live in a world in which we rejoice in the beginning of God's redeeming work, of what he has already done for us, and the reality that it is not yet complete. The reality that the world is not fully God's. It has not been completely redeemed. And we tend to try not to remember that last half, especially when we get ready for the holidays. I like to celebrate all the blessings and all the wonderful things of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. And not least of which is because it's not actually a church holiday, so I don't actually have to work. I love, though, the opportunity to give thanks to God for all that is rich and gracious and wonderful in my life. I love the opportunity to eat too much wonderful food, to be with my wonderful family, to just rejoice in what is happy and good. But I also know that not all of us will sit at Thanksgiving tables filled with such blessing and such joy. We will miss people that we have lost in the last year. There will be some among us who will struggle to make sure there is enough for everyone to eat on that table, and maybe there won't be. I know that there are people who this Thanksgiving will be afraid of what is coming in the coming year, not joyous and filled with expectation. I know that this is also the reality of our world. And I am reminded by our reading this week that that's exactly where we meet Jesus. It's easy for us to recognize the blessings of God at our full tables and with our wonderful families. But are we also able to recognize where God is working in the lives of those who are not quite so blessed? Are we able to see it in our own lives when we are so aware of the places we are not blessed, when we are aware of loss and grief? Are we able to see where God is working, and are we able to be part of that? Somewhere around Thursday morning, I think, I finally got up the courage to watch the news again. And in addition to a whole lot of things that upset me, there was also this really wonderful story about a man who was a widower. He had lost his wife about a year ago, and he was mired in grief He had no family close. Most of his friends had passed on. And he said in this interview that he literally didn't know why he was still alive, that he had no reason to live. And on one chance day, he went to the grocery store because he needed to get groceries. And as he said, he didn't like grocery shopping, and that probably showed on his face. As it happened, there was this little four-year-old girl shopping with her mother. And she looked at his scowling face, stood up in her carriage and said, "Hey, old person, today's my birthday." And he turned around and looked at her. She said, "Old person, it's my birthday." He said, "Are you talking to me?" "Yeah, to you." Well, she demanded a hug next. So, not knowing what else to do, he gave her one. And a strange thing happened somewhere in that aisle of that grocery store. He had the experience of being loved by a four-year-old girl, by a mother who was, frankly, she says, embarrassed by the whole thing. And his heart broke open, and he confessed to her that he had not been this happy in over a year. Well, one thing led to another, and now that four-year-old girl goes and visits him at least once a week. And his life, he says, is so much more full. He has finally found something to look forward to. Joy has come back into his life. It turns out that in the midst of grief and sorrow, in the most unlikely place of a grocery store, Jesus was there, and the kingdom of heaven burst through. It was not at the White House. It was not in Congress. It was not in the places of power and wealth that Jesus showed up on that particular day. It was in the midst of suffering and grief. It was in the midst of one person reaching out to a lonely old person. I think those opportunities are all around us all the time. I think we are often given the opportunity to reach out to the lonely, to share what we have with those who don't have enough, to make sure no one goes hungry, to care for those who are fearful and afraid by standing up and promising that we will not be silent when bad things happen. That we, in the face of mockery, will side with Jesus, will stand for those who are marginalized and afraid, that they are our family, that they are our friends, that they are God's children. And in the midst of places of fear and death, of suffering, we will meet Jesus and invite the kingdom of God to break through. Because we have so much to be grateful for. Because we have been so blessed in so many ways, even when we don't know it. Because we have been given the promise of the coming of the kingdom of God, the promise of Christ's lordship over all creation. We have been given the promise of resurrection. And that should give us courage and hope and the ability to walk into the places of suffering and death and say, "Where is Jesus here? I've come to meet him." Probably worth noting in our gospel story today that all the people of power and privilege didn't realize what they had in front of them. But there was a criminal there who was suffering as Jesus suffered, who knew exactly what was going on. And by meeting Jesus there, by saying, "Stay with me," he was promised paradise. So let us give thanks today for all that is good and gracious in our lives. Let us celebrate the promise of resurrection and the coming of Christ our King. And then let us look for Jesus in the places that don't know that good news, the places of fear, the places of suffering, so that we can accompany those who are suffering all the way to paradise. Amen.